Now, one of the big events, of course, that brought the Depression to an end was the Second World War. Was that something you were aware of in Burnaby?
Yes, in a way, because my brother tried to join up. He was 8 years older than me, and he had a hernia, and they wouldn't take him into the army unless he had his hernia fixed. He wore a truss. Well, he couldn't afford to get the, because going back just before that, he went to work on a chicken farm, and for two reasons. He didn't make any money, but he got free wood and free board, and my parents, in a sense, got him out of the house because he was a big eater, you know. And we money was scarce. We didn't have a lot of food, and he had this job, and he also worked also. Then he got a job at a mill over there in Port Moody, but he finally he joined in 42. He joined the or 43. He joined the Burnaby Fire Department. And so he never went in the war. And my dad, after a while, in about 38, 39, he got into the fish business. He got an old truck, and he used to go door to door selling fish, and he'd cut it up. Gosh, I used to see him in that cold weather, put his hand in that bucket and wash his hand, and then cut fish and sell it door to door. And sometimes the people couldn't pay him, and he'd put it down in his book. I don't know whether he ever got paid for everything, but he had quite a little route. But then about 42 or 40, I think 42 or 43, he got a job at Wood Fiber. And that's the first real job he had. And he'd be up there for 3 weeks. My mother wouldn't move up there because the family was here in Burnaby. He'd work 3 weeks, come home for a week by the old Union steamship. And I'd go up there occasionally on a weekend and stay with him for maybe Saturday and Sunday and come home on Sunday night.
Now you moved along to Hugh M. Fraser High School
Yes.
in due time. And what was the high school experience like that you can
Well,
remember?
I went to Douglas Road School till grade 8. They went to grade 8 in those
Okay.
days. And then grade 9, you had to go up to Kingsway and Spurling, and that was originally Burnaby South High School, but now then for about 2 or 3 years it became Hugh M. Fraser High School, and I gave Lisa the book on Hugh M. Fraser with my picture in and the teachers, and I don't know why it got changed to Hugh M. Fraser, but I'd have to walk up there. And I had an old heavy CCM bike, oh, big heavy thing. And I'd ride that to Spurling and then walk up Spurling Hill, which was just a trail, a little stilt trail, I think, and walk as far as I could. And then we would ride to Burnaby South. Coming home was good. You'd come down Spurling and down Burris. And I can remember Ferdy Bagelow. Ferdy Bagelow came down there, and his brakes couldn't work, and he got down to Douglas Road, which used to be called Douglas Road, Canada Way now, and he turned up to stop. You know, today with all the cars, he'd be killed, but there was one many cars in those days, and so we'd ride up there. It was take a lunch. My mother would make a lunch for us, and so I went there for grade 9, and I went there for grade 10, but for some reason, against my parents' wishes, I quit in March. I didn't finish grade 10, and went to work in called Snap-on Tools at the corner of Davie and Granville.
Did you quit though? And was there something about school that you didn't like, or was it
Not
just that you really
really.
wanted to get a job?
I just want a job to get some money.
Right.
Although I had worked a little bit on gardening around, and 25 cents an hour I used to get. That was pretty good money, I thought. And I also sold seeds for the Gold Medal Company, the same as Jimmy Pattison did. You know, he made a little more money than I did. but he's about the same age as me. And we sold seeds and cards for the gold medal company, and I have some awards that I got for my sales. But in 43, I don't know, I was doing well at school, but for some reason I just said I want to go to work. So they weren't very happy with me, but I stayed with the company for 41 years. I started sweeping the floor for $12.50 a week, 5.5 day week, by the way. And so I'd have to go to school on the interurban, and it was 10 cents, but if you bought them, and if you wanted to transfer, it was 12 cents. But if you buy a book of tickets for a dollar, the 10 for a dollar, you got a transfer with that. So that's the way I would do it. But of course, they wouldn't last a week because I was I was going five and a half days. So I needed the sixth. So occasionally I have to buy a separate book of tickets. That was a dollar, and that was quite a bit of money because I got $12.50 a week. I'd give my mother $5 for board, and so that helped her too. And bought all my clothes and everything with the balance and paid income tax. And I've still got my income tax form from 1943.
And how did it feel suddenly now to have an income, a little bit of money?
Well, it was good. I had, I could buy my own clothes. I didn't do much. We didn't go to shows or anything. I'd usually come home and help work in the garden, help my dad, because he was away at that time, you see, in Woodfibre, and help my mother. Finally, after the war, I did with my mother's help, buy an old car, a 1936 Chevrolet. That I bought, and so I was able to take her around. I didn't chase too many girls or anything in those days. I just enjoyed what I was doing, I guess. I would take my mother out most of the time. Yes.
So you stayed in Burnaby throughout the 40s to the end, and they say that the post-war period saw prosperity. Did you see prosperity in the late 40s after the war?
I didn't really notice them. I got a little more money and then working, of course. Looking back, maybe I should have got a job with in the shipyards because they paid big money. But at least I had a steady job and I kept at it. And I went up the ladder with the company and became a manager and had about 50 employees at the end. But in the 40s, yes, I bought another car. I bought a pretty near brand new 48 Mercury.
Wow.
A lovely big car. And I think it sold new for around $1,500. And I paid a little less than that, and it wasn't quite new. My mother helped me out with money, and my parents, but mostly my mother, because my dad was up in Woodfibre, and I paid her back, and I would take them out a lot of the time, and yes, things were better. My mother finally got a refrigerator.
Yeah.
We had to put her name down at Woodward's, and you put your name down, and as it came up, you got one. And we bought this little refrigerator for her, and she got finally an electric stove, and we had better heating put in the house. So yes, prosperity, it made it easier, especially for my parents, which I liked. They were good to us.